From Jakarta, here is the Voice of Indonesia with English program. Presenting news, information, and entertainment from Indonesia. You can listen our broadcast and online streaming voanews.id.
Hello listeners, how are you today? With me, Ahmad Faisal. I'm so fine. I also hope that listeners, all of you are fine. And today, you can also do your best, listeners. And listeners, for today's edition, I would like to accompany you 60 minutes ahead. And we also would like to present some programs started with news and other information, as well as entertainment and Indonesian pop songs. Well, listeners, we begin our program with our news, and stay with us on Voice of Indonesia from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id.
This is Voice of Indonesia with the news. First, the headlines. Indonesian President Joko Widodo enjoys all-Indonesian final at Denmark Open. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin says santri must help realize golden Indonesia vision. I'm Rahmawati, now the news in detail. Indonesian President Joko Widodo enjoyed the All-Indonesian Men's Doubles Final Denmark Open 2022 that brought together Fajar Alfian and Muhammad Rian Ardianto with their seniors Kevin Sanjaya Sukamulyo and Marcus Fernaldi Gideon in Odense, Denmark on October 23rd night. He also congratulated Fajar and Rian for bringing home the Denmark Open 2022 trophy after defeating Kevin and Marcus 21-19, 28-26. As reported by Antara, the president wrote through his official social media channels on Monday, the match between two Indonesian men's doubles pairs in the final round of the Denmark Open 2022 Badminton Championship was fierce. Indonesian Vice President Ma'ruf Amin on Monday called on students of Islamic boarding schools or santri to participate in efforts to realize the 2045 Golden Indonesia Vision and preserve the ideal of the nation's founders. As reported by Antara, he made the appeal while attending the 2022 National Santri Day commemoration event at the Muhammadiyah Boarding School in Sleman, Yogyakarta province on Monday. He remarked in a press statement at the same day that the government must inherit the spirit of struggle to realize the idea of the founding fathers to build a prosperous and developed country. We continue with the Indonesian Ministry of Villages, Development of Disadvantaged Regions and Transmigration that reported the development of villages has continued despite their being affected by the COVID-19 pandemic. As reported by Antara, head of the Ministry's Development and Information Agency, Ivanovic Agusta, at a webinar on the Village and Rural Development Roadmap on Monday, conveyed that several villages have leveled up to become developed and self-sufficient villages. The last national news comes from Indonesia, which is pursuing several funding strategies to realize the 2030 forestry and other land uses net sink. This was said by Director General of Climate Change Mitigation of the Environment and Forestry Ministry, Laksmi Duanti, at a press conference on Monday, as quoted by Antara. Duanti further said that a large amount of funding was required to support climate change mitigation attempts in Indonesia, including for the realization of the 23 FOLU net sink. The FOLU net sink is a condition when the level of carbon sequestration of the FOLU sector is balanced or higher than the level of emission produced by the sector. Now we move to the international news. China on Tuesday has stated that it will promote foreign investment with a focus on manufacturing industries after President Xi Jinping called in China to win the battle in core technologies during the Communist Party Congress that ended over the weekend. As reported by ChannelNewsAsia.com, China will encourage foreign enterprises to invest in high-tech equipment and components, according to a statement published on the website of National Development and Reform Commission, China's powerful planning agency. Next, we have the World Bank on Monday stated it had disbursed an additional $500 million to help Ukraine meet urgent spending needs created by Russia's February 24 invasion and the ongoing war. As quoted by ChannelNewsAsia.com, the bank said the financing by the International Bank for Reconstruction and Development, the bank's main lending arm, was supported by $500 million in loan guarantees from Britain that were announced on September 30. We end the news with top United States General Mark Milley, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, spoke with his Russian and Ukrainian counterparts on Monday, his spokesperson said in brief readouts of each call. As reported by CNN.com, Colonel Dave Butler, the Joint Staff spokesperson, conveyed in his conversation with the Chief of Russian General Staff General. Valery Gerasimov discussed several security-related issues of concern and agreed to keep the lines of communication open. In accordance with past practice, the specific details of their conversation will be kept private. The spokesperson further pointed out that Milley spoke with the Ukrainian Armed Forces General Valery Zelensky about the unprovoked and ongoing Russian invasion of Ukraine and exchanged perspectives and assessments. Well, listener, that was the news from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
Indonesia, welcome, welcome. Voice of Indonesia.
The Indonesian Ministry of Health detected the Omicron XBB subvariant in Indonesia. Spokesperson for the Ministry of Health, M. Syahril, said the first XBB case in Indonesia was a local transmission. The XBB variant was detected in a 29-year-old woman who had just returned from Lombok, West Nusa Tenggara. There are symptoms such as cough, runny nose, and fever. Then she was tested positive on September 26th. After undergoing isolation, the patient was declared cured on October 3rd. Following this finding, the Ministry of Health rushed to take anticipatory efforts by testing and tracing 10 close contacts. As a result, all close contacts tested negative for the XBB variant of COVID-19. Syahril first said, although the new XBB variant is contagious, the fatality is no more severe than the other Omicron variant. However, the country cannot be said to be safe from the COVID-19 pandemic. Therefore, various mutations of new variants still have the potential to continue to occur. In recent days, cases have also been reported to increase in 24 provinces. Since the first discovery of the Omicron XBB subvariant, 24 countries have reported the finding of this subvariant. Syahril also said, the XBB variant caused a sharp spike in COVID-19 cases in Singapore, accompanied by an increase in the trend of hospitalization. In the country, this variant has triggered a rise in cases to 6,000 positive confirmations per day. Transmission of various variants of COVID-19 usually increases after holiday season, and soon we will welcome the Christmas and New Year. This is when our vigilance must be raised. Although the various variants of this virus are getting weaker, for some people, this virus can still be deadly. Fortunately, Indonesia has not relaxed its vigilance against the virus. Inside buildings and public transportation, the use of masks is still mandatory, and the vaccination continues. However, the country is not also completely free from the COVID-19. Each individual still has to take care of themselves by wearing a mask, washing their hands as often as possible, avoiding crowds, and reducing travel. Listener, here's today in history, and we begin on October the 25th, 1945. The Allies deployed 6,000 troops led by General Malabi in Surabaya. The troops of General Malabi were part of the Allied forces Netherlands East Indies. They were sent to Indonesia after the World War II ended to disarm Japan and free Japan's prisoner of war. They were also tasked to return Indonesia as Dutch Indies after the Netherlands and NICA, or Netherlands Indies Civil Administration. Malabi led his men entering Surabaya on October 25, 1945. Their arrival was welcomed with a fight from Indonesia, causing an armed conflict. One of them was a conflict on October 30, 1945, near the Surabaya Red Bridge. Malabi was killed in this battle, and his death resulted in the ultimatum from England, and another conflict on November 10, 1945, which now is commemorated as the National Heroes Day in Indonesia. Next, October 25, 2009, a terrorist attack in Iraq. A suicide bombing shook the Ministry of Justice and Baghdad Provincial Council in Iraq. The attack killed 155 people and wounded more than 700, and all of them were civilians. The Prime Minister of Iraq at that time, Nouri Maliki, accused Al-Qaeda responsible for the attack. We end with October 25, 2010, earthquake in Mentawai Islands. On October 25, 2010, a 7.7 magnitude earthquake hit Sumatra. The United States Geological Survey stated the earthquake location was 240 kilometers west of Bengkulu, near to Mentawai Islands. Based on the Pacific Tsunami Warning Center, the earthquake caused a 3 up to 10 meter tsunami, and at least 77 villages were devastated. Some 415 people were reportedly killed, and 296 others missing. And listener, that was Today in History.
Senandung Katulistiwa is back again for Voice of Indonesia listener.
Masih terngiang di telingaku, bisik cintamu.
Aing stasiun balapan, no solo sing tak dikenangan, kowe karo aku.
Pick one of the two songs and send your cover video. For more info, click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id.
Tinggal oleh sang kekasih, doakan
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, in today's edition, we would like to give you information about My Indonesia.
Voice of Indonesia.
Listener, today's My Indonesia is entitled Hong Kong Entrepreneurs Participate in the Trade Expo Indonesia 2022. Indonesian Consul General in Hong Kong, Ricky Suhendar, says that around 40 entrepreneurs from Hong Kong participate in the Trade Expo Indonesia in Tangerang, Banten from 19th October until 19th November 2022. They consist of buyers, distributors, wholesalers, and brokers. As quoted on Antara, Suhendar on Friday explained that they are new entrepreneurs who regularly continue to cooperate with Indonesia. According to Suhendar, Hong Kong entrepreneurs make Indonesia the main link in expanding economic networks and business connections with partners in the Southeast Asia region. The Trade Expo Indonesia is the right momentum for the economic recovery of Indonesia and Hong Kong. After the opening, business delegation from Hong Kong attended various forums and business consulting such as trade, tourism, and investment business forums as well as business consultancy. Hong Kong entrepreneurs welcome and support the implementation of Trade Expo Indonesia after 2 years of being held virtually due to the pandemic. Most of the entrepreneurs who attend this year are those who regularly participate in Trade Expo Indonesia before the pandemic. The event provides opportunities for Hong Kong entrepreneurs to get to know the Indonesian market and superior products that have been curated in such a way that they have a great opportunity to penetrate and compete in the Hong Kong market. In addition, Hong Kong entrepreneurs are to explore business opportunities by looking for new products and suppliers. New products from Indonesia for the Hong Kong market are also wide open. Trade Expo Indonesia is Indonesia's largest international exhibition in the trade, tourism sector, and investment to connect the global market with a variety of high-quality and innovative Indonesian products. At the Trade Expo Indonesia 2021, Hong Kong was included in the top 10 contributors to the most foreign visitors. Hong Kong is one of Indonesia's most important bilateral partners, both in the trade and investment. Hong Kong ranks second in foreign direct investment in Indonesia. However, in 2022, this position has been shifted by China. Well, listener, that was My Indonesia.
Dengan rahasiamu, cinta, jangan.
Listeners, you are still with us, Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, we would like to present next segment, Indonesian Wonder. It is about tourism and local wisdom of Indonesian people.
VOI listener, in today's edition, I'm going to take you to Mbengan village is Manggarai, is Nusa Tenggara, where there is a tourist village called Mbengan. This tourist village has many natural attractions that are so alluring. Some of them is Ngapan Keto or Keto Cliff, with the unique natural scenery to see the Safusi Water Ndalo Werok Waterfall, Liangkar Cave, Piripipi Waterfall, and Partambang Waterfall. For cultural tourism, there are Umbiro attractions, Waidoka, Kelong Dance, the traditional game of Napatikin, Gena Ajo, Dang Ajo, Pakaso, and various traditional rituals related to field agriculture. Listener, this time we introduce you to one of the cultural tourism attractions in Mbengan village, namely Ganwoja Ritual. Ganwoja Ritual consists of two words, namely gan, which means eating in the ethnic language of color, and woja means long grains of rice. So, Ganwoja Ritual means eating new rice to mark the end of the old year and entering a new planting year, according to the agricultural calendar of the farmers in East Manggarai. This ritual is also an expression of gratitude that the old year has passed and entered the new year of planting. Usually, the ritual of Ganwoja is held from July to September every year. Before doing Ganwoja ritual at home, the people of Kampung Bungan are prohibited from opening new gardens. This is the verbal rule tradition that has been passed down from generation to generation by the local community. If it is violated, it is believed that the harvest will not be abundant and the garden will be disturbed by animals. Usually what is planted is corn and paddy. The first to plant in the customary fields around their new traditional house is Nanga tribe. If the traditional elders of Nanga tribe have not planted rice and corn in the garden, the other people are prohibited from planting first. Well, listener, that was Indonesian Wonder from Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world.
But you saved the day, 'cause you There's no one seems to care. It's too much for the average man to stay. But you saved the day. Yes, you saved the day.
Of Indonesia.
Listener, for the next segment, we will present you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. In our program, Let's Speak Indonesian Language, we will introduce you to some Indonesian vocabularies and expressions, and we invite you to speak in Indonesian language. And this program is a cooperation program between the Voice of Indonesia and the Department of Language Development and Language Education of the Indonesian Ministry of Education and Culture. And here is Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Hello, welcome back to Mari Berbahasa Indonesia, or Let's Speak Indonesian, which introduces Indonesian expressions and vocabulary and guides you to converse in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. This Mari Berbahasa Indonesia is a collaboration between Voice of Indonesia, RRI Foreign Broadcasting Station, and the Language Development Agency, Ministry of Education, Culture, Research and Technology of the Republic of Indonesia. Today's topic is berwisata di Lombok. Berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok. Next, you will be listening to a conversation entitled Awas ada bulu babi. Awas ada bulu babi, which means watch out, there are sea urchins. This conversation takes place between Dev Singh, a tourist from India, and Laras, a tour guide in Lombok. Dev and Laras are standing on a rock at Kuta Mandalika Beach. Laras warns Dev to avoid sea urchins. Let's listen to their conversation.
Dev, awas, ada bulu babi.
Bulu babi? Mana? Apa itu?
After the conversation, I will give you some vocabulary related to today's material. Awas ada bulu babi. Awas ada bulu babi, which means watch out, there are sea urchins. I will say the word slowly twice and you can repeat after me. Awas. Awas, which means watch out. Ada. Ada, which means there is. Bulu babi. Bulu babi, which means sea urchin. Awas ada bulu babi. Awas ada bulu babi, which means watch out, there are sea urchins. In the conversation, you heard the phrase Dev awas ada bulu babi. Dev awas ada bulu babi, which means Dev watch out, there are sea urchins. In that sentence, there are the word of caution, awas, awas, which means watch out. It is used to express a warning. Here, the words awas, awas, which means watch out, is used to express a warning that there are sea urchins near Dev. To convey a warning, the word awas, awas, which means watch out, can be followed by an expression that states there are things to watch out for. For example, ada bulu babi. Ada bulu babi, which means there are sea urchins. other examples. In addition to awas, awas, which means watch out, you can also use the word hati-hati, hati-hati, which means caution or be careful to convey a warning. Let's listen to some examples to express a warning. Hati-hati, hati-hati, which means be careful. Hati-hati ada ular. Hati-hati ada ular, which means watch out, there are snakes. Hati-hati tikungan tajam. Hati-hati tikungan tajam, which means be careful, sharp turns. Bulu babi or sea urchins are plant-eating marine animals. The shape of a sea urchin is round with a shell filled with sharp thorns resembling a hedgehog. Bulu babi or sea urchins are also known as landak laut or sea hedgehogs. Before ending Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian today, for more details, let's listen to the example of conversation once again.
Dev, awas, ada bulu babi.
Bulu babi? Mana? Apa itu?
That was today's edition of Mari Berbahasa Indonesia or Let's Speak Indonesian with the topic Berwisata di Lombok. Berwisata di Lombok, which means traveling in Lombok. And a conversation entitled Awas ada bulu babi. Awas ada bulu babi, which means watch out, there are sea urchins. Hopefully this edition will be useful for those of you who want to know more about Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language. We'll meet again tomorrow with a different material. Thank you for listening. Sampai berjumpa lagi. Till we meet again.
Sudah di kepala dua, harus mulai dari mana. Ambisiku berkecolak, antusias tak karuan, banyak mimpi-mimpi yang kan ku kejar. Lika-liku perjalanan, ku terjebak sendirian. Tumbuh dari kebaikan, bangkit dari kesalahan, berusaha pendamkan kenyataan bahwa takut tambah dewasa, takut aku kecewa, takut tak seindah. Sekuat yang ku kira, aku tetap bernafas meski sering tercekat. Aku tetap bernafas meski aku tak merasa bebas. Pertengahan sudah dewasa, aku sudah kecewa. Memang tak seindah yang kukira. Aku sudah dewasa, aku sudah kecewa. Memang tak sekuat yang kukira. Aku tetap bernafas, meski sering terjaga. Aku tetap bernafas, meski aku tak merasa bebas. Aku memang tak seindah yang kukira.
Your cover video to join the Senandu Katulistiwa.
Masih terngiang di telingaku, bisik cintamu.
Neng stasiun balapan, no solo sing tak dikenangan. Kowe karo aku,
pick one of these songs. Click the Senandung Katulistiwa banner on voinews.id. Fill the form, check the lyrics, and download the music of the song. Record and send your cover video. Don't miss it! Exciting prizes awaits!
Listeners, you are still with us. Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world at frequency SW 3325 kHz and website www.voinews.id. Listeners, next segment we would like to give you information about music, and for today's edition we will present traditional music.
Voice of Indonesia.
Hi VOI listener, in today's edition of Music Corner, I'm going to present a Malay song entitled Raja dan Dayang by Ria Purnama and M. Nasir. The song Raja dan Dayang is composed by M. Nasir. The song tells about a real couple in Indragiri Hilir, Riau Province, Sumatra Island. Their love ends by tradition, and their purity love ends in pain. The song is typical song of Rangat, Indragiri Hulu, Riau Province. Well, listener, here is the Malay song Raja dan Dayang by Ria Purnama and M. Nasir. Happy listening!
terluka, berkelana entah kemana, gelombang badai menerpa haluan cinta. Sang bulan merana, jiwa pun termakan perih. Para pujangga berkata embun bukanlah bunga dan tumbang, tiada bersinar lagi jalinan asmara tertulis dalam syair melalui. Mungkinkah raja dan dayang menjadi satu, oh ikatan jiwa merana sepanjang masa. Kemana gelombang badai menerpa haluan cinta. Sang bulan merana, jiwa pun termakan perih. Para pujangga berkata embun bukanlah bunga dan tumbang, tiada bersinar lagi jalinan asmara raja dan dayang menjadi satu. Oh ikatan jiwa merana sepanjang masa. Inilah kisah sepasang kekasih sejati, legenda ini terjadi di Indragiri. Cinta mereka berakhir dengan tradisi. Kemurnian cinta berujung derita jiwa.
Voice of Indonesia.
Sama irama kembang. gelak tertawa. Semua orang karena hati tertarik gerak-gerik si tukang kendang. Empat penari membikin hati menjadi senang. Aduh, sungguh gayanya tari mereka gambang semarang.
Well, listeners, we end our togetherness in English language program broadcasting. We would like to say thank you very much for your kind attention, listeners, for you to listen to our program for today. And we will give you another interesting information. And stay with us at Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, at frequency SW3325 kHz, and website www.voinews.id. Well, listeners, don't forget to like and comment at Facebook, The Voice of Indonesia, from Indonesia to the world, and Twitter @voinindonesia, email voi@voinews.id.